Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to another awesome, miraculous, wonderful, excellent, perfect day in the Lord. It's not about us being perfect, but that we serve a perfect God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Molly and George Seabury, the God of Lula and Hewley Kaiser, the God of George and Azia and Clara and Beulah and Eula. I mean, I could just go on and on and on. The God of everyone that is jointly working together in ministry for Smile 3E. I mean, I thank God for, you know, Minister Margo, Minister Sheila, Minister Renee, Dr. Prophetess Serena Wright, Prophet Anton, of course, our own servant pastor, Troy. I mean, I just thank God for his people and how he has allowed us to come together to fellowship, not only together with one another, but to fellowship and spread the gospel to the worldwide nations through the World Wide Web. I mean, it's just an honor. And I thank God for this honor. I thank God for each and every one of you that are listening right now to Let's Talk with Smile 3E. And our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And see, I love that it says shall. It didn't say it might. It didn't say kind of, sort of. But it says shall, and so I thank God for that. And so we know that it's time for me to turn the program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and lead us in whatever the Lord has given her to share with the nations and the people and the tribes. And so I thank God for her. And Minister Sheila, I turn it over to you, and I thank you for your faithfulness, woman of God.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. That's what we say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, God, for giving us another day, another birthday. This is the first Sunday, third month of the new year that the Lord has blessed us to see that yet we need to remember. If it wasn't for the grace and the mercy and the love of God our Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, believe me, we would not be here. Don't think it's all me, it's me, okay? If it wasn't for God the Father and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, it would not be a me. It would not be a you. It would not be a them. It just would not be nothing. No one, nothing here on this earth that he has made for us to live and to honor, treasure, and to love the Father and the Son that a lot of us yet have to learn and to understand that the devil has got some so twisted, so turned around, so misused of ourselves. We misuse ourselves, our family, just people in order to satisfy an ugly need that the devil has put into their mind. But Lord, Father, God, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you for all of us, not just for me, for every living thing on this earth that you have gave another birthday to. To see this third month, which is March, the first Sunday of March of this new year, 2020, that so many did not see. So many did not make it through today. You might have had yesterday, but you didn't have right now. Lord, I give honor to you. And I thank you for blessing us with another day that you have chosen for us to have, to live and to learn and to love and to save ourselves from all the ugliness of the devil, to save ourselves for you, Lord, to ask you to take a hold to our life, to treasure us with your love and your mercy, to heal us from our head to our toe, to our bodies inside and out. Let us see that you are the way and the only way, to let us feel, hear, and to nourish our body with your words, your love, your ways, the ways that will live in us and lead us through a life of joy, and to release us from these demons, the devils that forever is trying to take us from you, Lord, trying to take over our hearts, our minds, and our bodies, to remove the love and the life that God, you have given us, that you have blessed us with. Let us believe that it is he, the devil, and not you, that have given us life, that has given us our eyes to see, our mouth to talk, our ears to hear, our hands to feel, our legs and our feet to walk. Lord, it's you that blessed us with this body, that we need to give it to you and let you use us as we know you can use us the right way, the blessed way, the most righteous way that it is. Possibly like Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCoy, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Dr. Serena Wright. I thank you for my sisters, my brothers, my sons, my daughters, my grandsons, my granddaughters, my nieces, nephews, my neighbors, my coworkers. I thank you for the life that you have blessed us with, that so many, again, did not make it to today. But Lord, I thank you. And I thank you, Lord, we need you so, so much more now than yesterday, as this world is getting so corrupt. It's getting so ugly. Misusing your people, Lord, your children, your sons and daughters. Lord, this government is getting handpicked of their corruption, their ugliness, their evil, and just misusing the others because they say they can. Well, here has elected them to office to serve us all, not just some. To not misuse this side, but to glory in their world on another side. Lord, we need you to move this ugliness from the people, to let us know we are all one people on this earth, no matter what your color is, no matter what your sex is, no matter what, we are all one. To protect us from this law enforcement that, because they have a badge, that they can just misuse you because they feel like they can. Just walk up, run up on you, drive up on you, and just misuse you, mistreat you, throw you around just because they feel they can. Lord, we need you to bless them and let them know, do unto others as you want them to do unto you. Don't mistreat them because you feel, because of your job. Your job you have is for all, not some. We need you to protect us on our job from the ugly of the people, because you got this status, this promotion, this rank, that you can misuse the ones that's under you, under your title. But we know that we are all in God's hands, that we need to remember we are all in God's hands. Don't misuse people because you figure your status gives you the right. We need you to take over these schools, move all this corruption, these gangs, these drugs, these alcohols, and all types of damnation that the devil has put up in this world, to take our kids back and forth to home, to stop these drive-bys, to stop this human trafficking. But people just misusing people's life for their gain, for their fun and corruption. Lord, we need you to bless us all. Take us back and forth to our homes, our work, our churches, our schools. Just take us back and forth, because, Lord, these days the devil has got people just so, so wrongly to think that they can just play and misuse people as funds and games or the way of their survival, just misuse people's life. Lord, we need you to bless us and keep us safe and to let us know that we need all your guardian angels. Lord, send your angels down to help us and direct us and show us the right way. And Lord, we need you, and we need you, and we need you. And Lord, I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you. You need to know as you wake up and move along in this world, you need to thank God and ask God when you wake up, when you lay down, wherever you might be, 24/7, 48, 48, 9, however they say it out here, you need to ask God for his guidance, to talk to God, to pray to God, to say, God, what do you want me to do? Show me what you have for me to do today and how to do it, how to say it, how to go about it. Lord, we need your directions. We need you in our lives. We need you more and more each day. Lord, I thank you for waking us up this morning. As I go about, I say, Lord, I thank you. As they say, I can go from A to B, C to D, but I go from A to Z with the love and the trust and the honor of worshiping and treasuring the love of the God, our Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. Because I know, if you don't know, if it wasn't for him, I would not be here today. No matter what my illness was, the doctor said, I know God had to last say so. When they say I wouldn't, all I could say, my God is going to say, not yet. He said, not yet, because I know he has us to, from the beginning to the end. No matter what you're going through, give it to God, finance, health-wise, family-wise, job-wise, or just within yourself to show you and to direct you and to help you along the way. As you wake up in the morning, thank the Lord. Ask him to help you during that day, during this day, to show you and to let you see and hear his directions for you that he has on your daily route, your daily job, just your daily routine. God, we need you and we need you and we can use you so much. We need you now, Lord. We need you more now. And I ask you and the Father and the Son to really realize our life is nothing without God, the Father, and the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus. We need to get in our mind that the devil is here to hurt you. But God, the Father, and the Son is here to help you, in the right way, to lead you through your life the right way, the loving way. You turn your life over and let God to direct you and lead you. You will see so much can happen around you. But that's the thing, it's around you where God has protected you. He have directed you. You can walk right through the ugliness of the devil and it won't touch you. As they say, when I'm with God, you can't touch me. You can't touch this. You can get back because God has me. And however he say I shall go, or however he say I shall do, I am with my Father and the Son for every day of my life, for every minute, second of my life. I dedicate it to the Lord, the Father, and the Son. And I thank you, and I thank you, God, for I know if it wasn't for you, we would not be here today to see the beauty that you have created for us to have. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, my God. Like I said, I can never thank you enough. I can never love you enough for the way you have loved me. And I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And back to you, Apostle Dr. Sue.
Amen. I thank you, Minister Sheila, for your prayer and the words that you shared with us. I thank God for, like I said, your faithfulness with Smile 3E and with the various ministry programs that we have been having and that we've had over the years. We were on Facebook, some of us talking about how much we miss the late Apostle Sandra Thomas, one of my great mentors, a cousin, a friend, a prayer partner, a leader. She was quite a few things to me over the course of the years, before I joined the service, after I joined the service, while I was in the military. I mean, she was there with me and for me through a lot of things. And when I think of how my mother played such a large and big role in my life, naturally, I have to give homage and honor and respect, which goes along with the teaching series that I'm currently in, to Apostle Sandra Thomas. She did a lot of imparting, correcting, and mentoring, just like my mom. My mom was one of my greatest mentors as well. I cannot celebrate my mother, great woman of God in Seabury, who was quite misunderstood because of her devotion to her husband, who was not saved. And that's a whole nother message, which we won't get into today. And then Apostle Sandra Thomas, how she taught her to be the proper woman of God at home and not just at church. So I'm going to share a quick melody, and then I'll get into the teaching series. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. There are more words to the song. There's more things to be sung. Because I have a need in my life that is God, I count it a blessing that before I minister or I pray or I worship God, He reminds me through song and through life itself how much I need Him. It's not just something that comes from my mouth, but it's something that's in my heart. It's deep in my heart. I've done a lot of things and I've gone a lot of places, and even when I was yet running from God, I still knew that I needed Him. I thank God for the Seabury upbringing from my aunts and my uncles and my cousins and my family members, because we were grounded in our need for God, and I thank God for that. And so I'm going to do a quick recap. So you know we've been talking about respect, and we talked about Aretha Franklin's song about respect, you know, and the words that were to her song. And then We left off at the second E. So before we get into that, we're going to talk about just a quick recap. The R was for recognize each other's worth and value. We really got to do a better job of that. And I am so godly proud of my cousin Emmett Till that even in his death, God has risen his name up so that others can recognize the very worth and value that the Seabury tribe, the thing that he went through that was so horrific, that God turned that thing around. And so now it's an actual bill that says to racism, lynching is unlawful. And that's a whole other message in itself. But I'm just so honored. And even for those of you who have not been, I would challenge you, so you go a lot of places and you do a lot of things, but if you have not come to the Washington, D.C. area yet to see the tribute and the honor that they've laid out for Emmett Till, you really need to. It's in the African American Museum, and they did an awesome job. It was very emotional the few times that I went. And I really have to admit, I had to go out from there to pray for myself, because it can bring anger, it can bring sadness, you can be overwhelmed. Because see, it's one thing when things are happening to strangers, but when you know of something that happened to a family member, it brings on a whole nother set of feelings. And although I never got to meet him, when I listened to the stories that my father told me of the various things that he went through because of his color in Mississippi, you know, it really, it's something else. And then the E is to esteem others more than yourself. And in many cases, this may mean treating them better than they esteem you by treating them as Christ treats you. That goes along as well with Emmett Till's memorial. S, selflessness, mean it needs to be practiced instead of selfishness. And we need to be servant-like people. You know, we have the servitude example through Jesus Christ. And then the P, promote love and unity at home first before we try to ask and demand it at work and school, on the streets, in the churches, and in life in general. And then we are now going to go back into starting to talk about E, the other E, in the word respect, the second E, where we expect to reap what you've sowed by sowing and showing respect, love, unity, mercy, grace, and love. Yes, even love. For those that may have wronged you for no reason, just because of your color or your sex or where you grew up, etc. Matthew 7 and 12 reminds us, so in everything do to others what you would have them do to you, for this sums up the law and the prophets. So C is continually to do a self-examination. We first need to examine ourselves. We need to repent. We need to ask God to heal us, to make us whole, to make us over again and again and again, as many times as it takes. You know, with the potter, he makes that clay over and over again. And we also need to know that we have to continually forgive, and that we have to continually shake the dust from our feet when God tells us to. Isaiah 29 and 16 says, you have everything backwards. Should the potter be thought of as clay? Should what is made say it to its maker, he didn't make me? Should what is shaped say of the one who shaped it, he doesn't understand? Sounds like a lot of young people that I've talked to, but that's another message as well. Isaiah 64 and 8. But now, Lord, You are our Father. You are the clay, and you are our. No. See, I love that. I said you. The word is we. See how you can even be reading stuff verbatim and say something wrong. So let's start all over. Isaiah 64:8. But now, the Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay. Mm-hmm. See, I had made a mistake and said you. So let's remember, it's we are the clay and you are the potter. All of us are the work of your hand. See, that's like that earlier scripture that says, why would someone say to the maker, you didn't make me? And I hear a lot of people that are atheists and various things like that saying that. I hear a lot of people that are being shaped and molded by their parents telling their parents, oh, they don't understand. The days and times are different. Yeah, because the days and times now, you don't see as much as what's happening in today's world, not like it was when it was happening in our parents' world or even in Emmett Till's world, when it was okay to hang people of color, when it was okay to even the things that they did to the Indians and taking the land and saying they discovered it. That's a whole other message too. Jeremiah 18, verses 1 through 9. I'm not going to cover it all, but it says, Jeremiah received the Lord's word. Go down to the potter's house, and I'll give you instructions about what to do there. So I went to the potter's house, and he was working on the potter's wheel. He was making what's flawed while still in his hand. So the potter started on another, as seemed best to him. Then the Lord's word came to me. House of Israel, can't I deal with you like this potter, declares the Lord? Like I said, can God deal with us as though he is the potter and we are the clay? We know that's the truth, but how many times, how out of disrespect, have we said to God, we know best, whether we said it with our lips or we said it in our act. Sometimes we give stuff to God and we take it back and we start working on it like we know what's best. Romans 9:14-24. I won't read them all, but make sure you go back and read them on your own. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to come on down to verse 18. So then, God has mercy on whomever he wants to, but he makes resistant whomever he wants to. So you are going to say to me, then why does he still blame people who has ever resisted his will? You are only a human being. Who do you think you are talking back to? God. Does the clay say to the potter, why did you make me like this? Doesn't the potter have the power over the clay to make one pot for special purposes and another for garbage from the same lump of clay? My. I'm going to leave that right there. You hear that, from the same lump of clay. So, yes, all of us have different purposes and things that God has set us up for. But listen to this. T, touch not God's anointing. And when you do touch them, let it be in and with God's love, respect, honor, and grace, with the words you speak, with the words you type, with the words you write, with the words you think, with the things that you conceive in your heart. We're all the way down to letter T. Psalms 105:7-15. It talks about how God is God and how he's in charge of the earth. It talks about remembering that we're in covenant with him for 1,000 generations. it talks about this eternal covenant that God has with Israel. It talks about how the people wandered from country to country, drifting from pillar to post. It talks about, don't you dare lay a hand on my anointed. Don't hurt even a hair on the prophet's head. See, that's God. We're the very God that the scriptures talk about had made a garbage can and yet a special pot out of the same thing. So God has created each one of us, but yet, once again, in 1 Chronicles 16:21-28, it says, he suffered no sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. And it goes on to talk about his strength, and it goes on to talk about honor. It goes on to talk about the kindred. It goes on to talk about giving glory to God, who's great. But see, when we talk about respect and honor, we have to remember, the Lord allowed me to post this, which someone else had posted on Facebook, to show you how different people have different giftings that they're remembered for. And it says that we want to pray like Nehemiah. See, he's remembered for his prayer life. We want to obey like Daniel. See, Daniel's remembered for his obedience to God. We want to lead like Moses. See, he's remembered as a leader. We want to serve like Martha. See, her servitude is remembered. We want to believe like Mary. See, she was a believer, and she's remembered for the way she believed in God. We want to fight like David, because, see, David's remembered for how he fought. He fought a good fight. He fought for the Lord. We want to educate like Paul. See, even though he was Saul and then he had the road of Damascus experience, he still remembered for being an educator. We want to build like Noah. What are you building? Will you obey God, and will you build even in the midst of doubt? Will you love like Jesus? Because, see, Jesus still died for us, even knowing what was going to happen. And when some of us have walked away from him, some of us have rejected him, some of us have been so-called embarrassed or ashamed of him. But see, not only do we have to learn how to accept what God allows, we need to learn how to accept the people that God has made. They've all been made for different reasons. We've all may have different titles. We all may have different agendas that God has given us, and destinies and purposes, but we're still to know how to honor one another. Can you handle this truth? Can you handle this truth that everyone has a purpose? Judas had a purpose. So let's talk about the purpose of those that may be accused of or being called a liar, a gossiper, a backbiter, someone that's too rigid or structured, someone that specializes in the minors instead of the majors, someone that's unfaithful, someone that's lazy or a slacker, someone that people call even a hard worker or a snob or something, you bougie. Let's talk about the person that they say, oh, they're just too time focused. Oh, they're just doing too much. Oh, they're just full of drama. Listen to me. We say this all the time, but I mean this. God's got a sense of humor. And all of those people and all of those names and all of those titles that we just talked about, they have a purpose. And yet some of them are being perfected just like that pot or that vase, or whatever it is that's on that potter's wheel, that person that has many afflictions and have done many things, you know, they're being perfected. Yeah, even that person that's being bragged about, even by the enemy, when he talked about Job, or that prodigal son, some of us may not have been a son, but we were showing up a prodigal daughter. Yeah, see, God can take the strength and the weaknesses of others to perfect each and every one of them and each and every one of us. Listen to this. There are people out here that strive to be truthful. They only want to hang around people that tell the truth, and that's what they say. But guess what? God is going to perfect that person, or can perfect that person that always wants to be truthful and hang around truthful people, with sending you a few liars. Uh-huh. Because, see, some of these liars need to change. Some of these liars want to be truthful, too. So you that's striving to be truthful and only want to hang around people that tell the truth, don't get upset when God uses your strength to perfect someone else's weakness, that liar that wants to change and that needs to change. You may need to be their mentor. Uh-huh. This is some tough love, but it's the truth. Because that liar that wants to change shouldn't be hanging around liars so that they can just keep reinventing the wheel of lies, but they need to be perfected through the constant relationship and dedication and loyalty of a truthful person. The best person to teach a liar how not to be a liar is a person that's truthful. Apostle Cedric Thomas told someone before that had been a constant liar in the truth. They used to lie just to lie. Told them, just remember that the reason that people don't believe that you're not a liar anymore is that you spent so much time being a liar, until now you're going to have to keep praying, you're going to have to keep loving until people finally see that God is perfecting you and you're no longer that person that just lies to lie. Okay, here's another one. Some people like peace, they like dedication, they like loyalty. Uh-huh. And their strength is their peacemakers. Their strength is their dedication and their loyalty, even to the things like Smile 3E, ministering on Sundays and Mondays and Fridays, and we used to even have ministry on Wednesdays. I mean, whatever he's giving you. But guess what? Don't be surprised when one of your assigned people is a gossiper, a backbiter, a person that likes to have pity parties, a person that wants to change, but they're still a gossiper, they're still a backbiter, and they're your assignment. Uh-huh, because God's going to use you to be an example to them. I'll say it again, mentor to them, a preceptor to them, an example to them. Because what they're going to see is the Christ-like qualities in you that have afforded you the opportunity and the dedication to being a loyal person, a person that keeps the peace. You're not going around gossiping and backbiting and keeping up a whole lot of mess. A matter of fact, that mess, as they always say, becomes a message. Those tests, as they say, becomes a testimony. And he takes all of these naturally gossiping, backbiting people to use you supernaturally to be a Christ-like vehicle for them to learn how their gossiping and backbiting has not brought peace, but it's brought discord. Okay, let's go ahead to some more. Some people are called too rigid, too structured, but that's your assignment. Your assignment is that of a type of Paul, where you're going to tell people, you know, you got to cross that T, you got to dot that period. But he's going to send you people, or can. He can send you people. God can do, remember we read it earlier, he can do whatever he wants to do. He can send you, or can send you, those people that like to look for shortcuts. They're unfaithful. Some people call them lazy, but you're called a hard worker. You're a person that is selfless, but he's going to send you, you know, those people that are selfish. Because, see, you may say, what does that have to do with it? See, when your destiny and your purpose is that of a strength, God's going to even perfect you more in that strength, but he's going to use you to help others. A person that looks for shortcuts all the time, if they're around a person who's structured, sometimes they can learn how to be a hard worker. Sometimes you have to realize some people, like it or not, if they walk through the scriptures and obey God the way they are supposed to, they wouldn't practice infidelity. They wouldn't practice manipulation. They wouldn't practice being selfish. Why? Because they would look back and see the structured life, the covenant life of God's purpose and destiny is that of which we love Christ as Christ loves us. We teach husbands to love their wife like Christ loved the church. Wives submit to their own husbands, not somebody else's husband, and not somebody they call their husband, but their own husband for real in the covenant of God in his way. See, when we allow God to perfect us, he sometimes brings those people or those situations that we've been delivered from to strengthen the church. Imagine a link, and all of the links are connected. That weakest link needs those strong links in order to become strong. Many of us have learned how to do the things that we've learned how to do through the pressure, through the heat of life, through us being just plain old frustrated by the people around us. Why won't they do their job? That's kind of what we're saying. Why I got to do their work? Okay, why that person getting A's and B's and I know they ain't doing nothing just because they got a silver spoon in their mouth? Why does that person act so snobby and bougie? Why is that person such a perfectionist and a hypocrite? Why does that person think they always got to be the captain, always got to be in charge? Why that person such a micromanager? Why that person so pushy? Why is that person such a workaholic? But yet, those people that's all of that, God sends them that insecure person, that depressed person, that true hypocrite, that person that's always arriving late but want to leave early. Mm-hmm. That person that wants special treatment, that person that manipulates and just does all type of thing and plays the blame game. But God's going to use you who like to pay attention to detail to be their mentor, to be their example. Yes, you. And when they start to frustrate you, God's perfecting you. He's perfecting the person that pays attention to detail. Yes, with the person that's always seeking the shortcut. Yes, he's perfecting that micromanager with that person that needs to be empowered, with that person that needs you to trust them, with that person that you need to show them how not to seek all of these shortcuts, but to do things the right way. Yes, that person that's so time focused. That person that they said, look at the minors when they should be paying attention to the majors. Yes, God's going to send someone for you to help. That person that's been broken and hurt and damaged. And on their final level of learning how to move to the next level, because they have to learn that some of those minors that they're not paying attention to is what's causing them to miss out on that promotion, which is causing them to miss out on that recognition. When you learn how to specialize in minors and majors, God can use you in a way that you would never fathom. That person that is always last minute and never plans, God can perfect them through you, the person that pays attention to detail. So because we all have an assignment, whether it's the trash can or whether it's the pot that's a perfect vase, remember our patience will be stretched by God. Our strengths will be used by God. Our weaknesses will be used by God, especially when we want to change. If you say, God, I want you to do this, I want you to do that, watch him do it. But don't be surprised. He may not do it how you expect him to do it. He may not do it through whom you expect him to do it. So remember, in this teaching series, we've talked about R, recognizing each other's worth and value. E, esteeming others more than yourself. S, selfishness versus selflessness. We've talked about promoting love and unity at home and everywhere. We talked about expecting to reap what we sow, even that is positive. We talked about continually doing a self-examination and repenting. We talked about not touching God's anointed in a negative way, but allowing God to use us to touch them, to bring them honor, to bring them great self-esteem. Because, see, to honor someone means that you adhere to a specific standard of conduct. It means that you walk in that rare opportunity to bring pleasure to treating someone like a king or a queen. You respect them, because H means to humble ourselves before God and to accept what God allows. O means to obey God more than we obey others. See, the word of God says, I'd rather obey God than man. The N means to never say no to God, even when you don't understand. You don't have to understand. But when God commands you to do, when he commands you not to do, when he commands you to go, when he commands you to come, when he tells you to do this, that, or you just say, yes, Lord. The O means to open your mouth and praise God without ceasing, and to pray without ceasing. And the R goes right back to what we've been talking about, to respect morning, noon, and night, and even more than that if you can. So remember, recognize each other's worth. Esteem others more than yourself. Be selfless in your servitude. Promote love and unity. Expect to reap what you sow. Continually do a self-examination, repent, and continually remember to forgive, shake the dust from your feet. Remember, if you're going to touch God's anointed, make sure that you're touching them in the way that God said to touch them, which is obeying God. So don't worry about if that person's a backstabber, if that person's a gossiper. Pray for them, because God's going to use them to perfect your strength, just like God is going to use them to perfect your weaknesses. And God will use who he wants to use, when he wants to use them, how he wants to use them, because God is a God of covenant. He's a God of honor and respect, and guess what? So are we. So I turn the program over to you, Minister Sheila, for you to share and open up the lines. They're already open to anyone that wants to share. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you. And I just want to say thank you for them words, because they are really so true and so much needed. And I just want to thank you for the words that you have taught us and gave us for today. The lines are open. If anyone has any words or testimonies or anything they would like to say, your time is now.
Good morning, saints. Peace be unto the saints. I just like to praise God for another day. Thank him for these wonderful words that have come to us from Apostle-elect Cecilia. Just on a personal note, I just want to thank her so much for helping us to understand the importance of self-evaluation, of looking closely at ourselves in line with God's word. And I just want to say I just felt so much freedom and liberty this week, as I have learned even more how to honor my husband, who happens not to be saved, but it has made a huge difference in the atmosphere of our home. And it's just been a wonderful, wonderful blessing of God, and continue to be faithful and tell us what the Lord would have us to do in our lives on a daily basis. I thank God for all of you. Be blessed. Amen.
Thank you. Thank
Amen.
You.
Thank you.
McCoy, is there anyone else that has any words they would like to speak to us? And to the service this morning?
Yes, this is Minister Sylvia. I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. This lesson on today was for me. It did not apply much to anyone. It applied to me. I thank you because I say, God, every day on the points that Apostle Elect brought up, I deal with. And I just want to say thank you, God, for confirmation that you are talking to me. I did hear you. I just want to say thank you. Amen. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser White. Is there anyone else? Well, I want to thank Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser because, yeah, I do have to say every morning as I go to work, at least before I even leave the house for work, I pray to God and I ask Him, Lord, take me through this day. Take me through it, you know, help me through it. Because yet, and still, excuse for the background noise, I yet have to pray because to get on the job, to deal with my coworkers, is sometimes very touchy. To me, it's like, Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I need you to correct me and help me on the way because if what is being thrown at me, I'm so glad it can just bounce off because if I would absorb it, I would be ugly as the devil would want me to. And I just say, no, thank you. No, thank you. And no, thank you. But I say, God, I thank you. And I thank you. Because I know if it wasn't for you and your protection and your leadership, I would be in a whole different direction. And I know that's not the way you will want me to go. And I just say, thank you, Apostle. But yet, we need to learn and understand. Each day you wake up, you thank the Lord and ask Him to guide you. Because you don't know which way or how the ugliness of these demon devils will be coming at you. But I just thank you and I thank you. Now I want to ask if there anyone else that might have any words to say. All right, I want to thank you, and I thank you for each and everyone that is listening today. Because I know the words of the acknowledgement and the importance that the apostle said this morning touch more than just one person. Because I know I'm another one, Minister Sylvia. It hits what we all need to pay attention to. Now, I just want to thank each and every one of you all for listening. And I just want to ask for you to tune in to each and every Sunday morning. Wait a minute. Apostle Elect, did you have anything else that you might want to say before I do the announcement?
No, ma'am. I thank you. Just remind everyone that God honors us and He respects us and His word is so true. So thank you all for your words of encouragement, for your prayers, and respect and honor. That's all.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank you for all the ones that made a remark, a statement to the lesson. That was a lesson that the apostles have talked on this morning. Because yet I know I have learned something. And from what I'm hearing, I know we have all heard and learned. And I want to thank each and every one for listening and ask you to tune in to each and every Sunday morning. But let's talk with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, for 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and also on Monday nights with Iron Sharpen Iron with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, excuse me, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And is also on Facebook with wonderful and knowledgeable and encouraging speakers. And on Friday nights, which is on Blog Talk and also Facebook, at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But let's talk also with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, and to tune in and to learn and to get encouragement and knowledge. I said we have 3 hours, one on Sunday morning, one on Monday night, one on Friday night, that we pray and we thank the Lord for, that we have the knowledge and incredible speakers and time to put out the word and the blessings and acknowledgement and the love of God our Father and the Son of Christ, Lord Jesus. And we just ask and pray and knowing that the Lord will leave more ears and eyes to our program to learn that he is around, and we need you to put it on more surrounding ears and eyes and let them know 3 hours is a magnificent, oh my goodness, Lord, it's magical, magnifying, and very much education and learning on the love and the joy that the Lord has grown, and what more he has to come to the people on this earth that he has given. And I just want to thank you all for listening. And I'm going to say, excuse me for stumbling, foundational scripture, Matthew 33:6-33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. Until tomorrow night, Monday night, for Iron Sharp Iron, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We look forward to hearing and seeing you. There will also probably be on Facebook as well as Blog Talk. I thank the Lord for all that he has done for me and you. May we all have a blessed day and enjoy the first Sunday of the new for the third month of the new year that God has made for all of us to be here. And yet, so much love and more loving and kindness to come. Have a blessed day. Enjoy it. May God bless you all. And have a nice morning. And thanks for joining. Bye.